An Auckland theatre has drawn the curtains on the 2021 season, saying even level two would be too hard to operate in. The Basement Theatre in the central city hosts performances from theatre makers, dancers, visual artists, musicians and comedians. But a lack of certainty around Delta alert levels has led to the constant rescheduling of performances. Executive Director Kat Ruka says the decision to go dark for the rest of the year wasn't easy.
It was a tough decision, but also we feel we're really confident that we've made the right call at this time. We've certainly been sort of centering what the artists feel like they want to do. So although it was tough and it's going to be really sad to not see our communities for the rest of the year, we really feel like it's the right call.
Talk me through that. What was behind the decision and what were the artists telling you?
So the top priority for us was to consider what is best for the health and well-being of the artist at this really tough time. So what we were doing prior to making this call was constantly sort of rescheduling their shows and just sort of waiting on the announcements from the government around that. And that constant kind of reshuffling, just after a while, it really wears thin on artists and also the audiences who have purchased tickets and they're then, you know, getting postponed into other dates. And then also what that means for our staff as well. So constantly producing the shows and then having to unproduce them time and time again is a recipe for burnout. And so we just kind of wanted to resist that style of working and just make a call.
Yeah, because it's pretty stressful, I imagine, and disappointing to pour your heart and soul into a piece of work and you don't know whether it's going to see the light of day or not.
It is. It's really stressful emotionally and mentally. And then it's also a huge financial burden as well to be counting on, you know, some dollars coming through selling your tickets, and then it doesn't eventuate. And so adding all of those kind of aspects up, it piles up and it's just a bit of a recipe for disaster. Yeah.
So, Kat, what does it mean for the shows that you did have planned that aren't going to go ahead this year?
Yeah, so all of those shows will get postponed into 2022. So already next year is looking like, you know, fingers crossed, given that we can all return to the theatres, it's looking like a jam-packed year. And we're going to be coming back pretty strong with lots of amazing shows. So we've been able to postpone everything into 2022.
But as you said, this is tough for artists and performers financially. So what can be done to help them out right now?
So normally we take a bit of a cut from the box office, and we won't be doing that in 2022 for the impacted artists. We also are removing lots of sort of inside charges that happen to ticketing. We are also making sure that our Christmas show artists get paid out, even though they won't be able to do their show, just in recognition of the work that it, you know, requires to plan for these things. And our board are actually also in a kind of gesture of goodwill, putting some money towards those artists that have been impacted also.
So, Kat, looking to 2022 and hopefully happier times where we can all get together and socialise again, what do you actually need to fire back up in terms of alert levels? Where is the start point for you?
Yeah, I think we need really clear guidance and leadership from the Ministry of Culture and Heritage to start showing what those things are going to look like for events in each level setting. So last year it was a lot more clearer, but with Delta things have just become a lot more murky and uncertain. So we're just kind of sitting around waiting for that guidance. So that's the sort of main starting point for us. And then we sort of need those agencies like CNZ to come to the party with some resilience funding as well to make sure all of us arts organisations have a bright future. And so far CNZ have done that, which is really, really great. But I think that there'll be some more opportunities for agencies to come to the party further down the line to just make sure our sustainability is possible in the future.
Kat, do you reckon you can operate at level two in a Delta environment? Does that give you enough of an audience?
For Basement, just because we're so small, level two isn't super financially viable for the artist. And so we were going to operate in level two, but it was going to be a real push. For the larger venues, potentially that's possible, but we've chosen not to.
So you actually need us to get all the way back down to one before you can get down to business again.
Is that a bit too hopeful? Ideally, yeah, we do. We need to get back to level one, and we need some really clear guidance around what our new level one's going to look like for the events industries as well, in terms of guidelines and rules around health and safety.
So what kind of lead-in time do you need then? If you're saying 2022 is the new season that you're looking forward to, how much of a lead-in before you can fire up?
We can fire up pretty quickly, actually, because we've got some previous experience going. And like I say, basement's pretty small, so it can be quite agile. So pretty much as soon as the government gives an indication that we're moving toward some kind of level one, we can fire up in a matter of, you know, a couple of weeks.
And that's Kat Ruka from the Basement Theatre.